flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You know, in keeping with this theme that we have of Art Rooney II operating a fear-based franchise that claims to not be living in its fears, Bob Pompiani, my friend, my coworker, the man who this show is named for, as a matter of fact, the Pomp and Joe Show, had a separate interview with Art, is my understanding, Limits, and asked him about the proposed Mike Tomlin trade, and I'm paraphrasing Art when I say we shut that down pretty quickly, didn't have interest. How about that? I mean, it's not a surprise,
no.
But I'm still sort of wondering why you wouldn't at least want to hear what somebody would offer. It's also very fascinating to me that Tomlin had a no trade clause put in his contract as a coach. Isn't it?
So
I mean, he may have been thinking, or who's ever representing him, a long time ago. I'm assuming this has been in there for a while, that if they ever want to get rid of me, it won't be by firing, because the Steelers will never want to admit that they fired a coach, but it might be through something like a trade.
This is probably an awful comparison, but I'm going to make it the best that I possibly can. You know that I run the Wiffle Ball League in the summer, and I'm a captain on my team and stuff like that, and we actually do trades. We trade our friends.
Yes. Does anybody have no trade clauses?
No, but I'm pretty firm about a couple of players on my team are not getting traded. But at the same time, when we throw out hypothetical trades, I want to know what other captains of other teams, other coaches, other GMs in the NFL say. Think of the people that are on my squad, the people that I have that work with me, that play with me.
Right.
Don't you think that Art would want to know what other teams would be willing to offer for Mike? Like, how much? This is what we value Mike to be. But what would another team value him as?
Yes.
What would they be willing to part with to make him their coach? And for him not even to, you know, make it a factor of no curiosity in that? I just don't understand it.
Me neither. Now, that's way different than approaching Mike, which I would have done. But you know, once you approach him, then everything changes, because then he gets the idea, well, they don't want me anymore. But just to ask the Bears to have a negotiation for a little while and say, I'm interested. I'm glad you called. What would you offer? Like, what do you think he's worth? What are we talking about
like,
here?
Even if you don't have intentions of trading Tomlin, or like the full intentions of it, and you would need heaven and earth to be moved to be able to trade Tomlin, I don't understand why a conversation on the peripheral would not be a good thing just to gauge interest. Engage judgment from someone else.
Man, I agree. It's someone who's very comfortable and even stubborn in his ways. And more to the point, there's only one thing in the NFL more important than a head coach, and that's a quarterback. And I'm not sure that trading Tomlin might not have been the best way to get your quarterback. This is the Bears we're talking about. They gave up the equivalent of a first-round pick for Chase Claypool. We've seen other coaching trades in the NFL where teams have given up two first-round picks. Do we know the Bears are going to be any good next year? They might stink again, And you might, through trading Tomlin to the Bears, have gotten a pick that you could use when the draft is in your city to take your future quarterback as a little added bonus. But the point really is that might have been the best avenue for you to go get the guy that you need. And I think it would have been a win-win-win. The Bears would have gotten what they wanted, which is a real coach, a proven coach, a guy with a 630 winning percentage who carries enormous clout in the NFL. The Steelers might have gotten their franchise quarterback through this. Certainly, they would have gotten many assets to replenish their C-plus roster. And they would have been able to move on from a coach without firing him and having everything that they fear comes with that. And then Mike Tomlin might have made out the best of all. You know, he would have gotten a chance to start fresh, start a new life with a franchise quarterback, potentially, in Caleb Williams. Go be the hero somewhere. Instead of a guy that so many people just want to move on from because it's the same thing year after year after year. It's stale. It's done. We all saw it last night with the Penguins. In San Jose, okay, that's it, it's done. Didn't all of us feel that during the Ravens game? When wherever you're listening from as a Steeler fan, you had to sit there and watch a guy in Kirk Herbstreit accurately say that your team looked like it was quitting? Wasn't that rock bottom? It wasn't for Art. He just doesn't want to be one of those 6-8 teams that switches coaches all the time.
If I were a Steelers fan, the thing that would concern me just watching this first half, you're in the postseason. You're getting dominated. I don't see any fight. I don't see any pushback. It's one thing to lose XOs against a really talented offense, but where the hell is the fight? This is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. There's nothing. They're just going through the motion.
40 million people? Heard that and watched it? That wasn't bottom? Art? You don't even listen when another team calls with what they would trade for your coach? You just hang up because of your fear of being the Jets? Someone asked me in my mailbag today, calls himself Bananas Foster, I might add, limits.
Very frequent commenter on the text line and on Twitter to us, Mr. Bananas. He goes bananas every time he hears a good take.
I'm going to call him Mr. Foster. He says, fast forward to this time next year, and the Steelers just finished off another season like this year. Or, and this is my editorial, every other year. Could MT be shipped out or even resign? I couldn't write ha 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 enough times to start my answer. And then I said, you know better than that, Dr. Foster. If anything, Art will sign him to a new deal and give him a stake in the franchise. I mean, is this guy kidding me? God bless me. We can all wonder about that, but it ain't happening. Let's go to the phone lines, oh limitless wonder.
All right, let's first go to Sean. He wants to talk about the what-if situation that you threw out there earlier.
Hey, guys, how are you doing? Hey, first off, I love your show. I listen to it every day. And this is the first time I've actually gained enough, got to call you and talk to you about this. But you struck a chord with me when you were talking about fear and the what if. I mean, the what if will destroy you. It will destroy you in every aspect. And you got to deal with the what is in front of you. And I think in order to do that, you have to be honest with yourself. And I just don't think that they're being honest with themselves with the way things are going right now.
Man, I couldn't agree more. They think it's okay. It's at least good enough. It's not that bad. And I'm going to talk at 1 o'clock today about the way in which Art delivered the message, which I thought was, at least if I were a fan, as frustrating as anything else. Does he sound frustrated? Does that sound like a man who's had enough?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Who's, you know, opening the window and yelling to the world like the movie Network, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore? Does he sound like that? Play any one of his clips, Limits. I don't care what one. Does this man sound like he's raging about the Steelers not even having gotten out of the first quarter in any of their last six playoff games, missing the playoffs 40% of the time just about over the last 8 years, not being competitive in a playoff game since 2016, watching a game in which Kirk Herbstreit is telling the world they're quitting against their arch rival, pretending this is good enough? Does this sound like a guy who's had enough?
This was Art's opening statement.
Obviously, it was a disappointing end of the season. Losing five in a row was not what we expected, especially after getting off to a good start. So we have a lot of work to do to improve going into next season.
That's enough. Man, he's had enough, huh? He is pounding the fist this time. This time he's had enough. So heads are going to roll because we can't get past the first quarter of a playoff game.
The quote that stuck with me the most was the question that was asked, are you closer to a championship team right now compared to even just a year ago?
You know, it's hard to say. After losing five in a row, it's hard to say we're closer. I think the biggest piece of the puzzle I keep saying is, you know, we've got to address this quarterback position. And I think when you look around and you kind of see the teams that are at that next level, that's where they are. And they're there for that reason. So we've got work to do.
That's what's most startling to me. Like, no, we're not going to make a lot of coaching changes. It's going to be just very small ones, if anything. But he doesn't know if they're closer to being a championship team than a year before. So then why not make moves? Why not do something different?
He echoed his brother Jim in that. And everyone else on the planet, they don't have the quarterback. But that was very interesting that he just blatantly admitted neither one of the, to my way of hearing it, neither one of these guys is the answer either.
Right. That's the way I took it. Like, they want to bring one of them back, and he said he doesn't want it just to be a one-year deal with Fields or Wilson. To me, that means that he would rather, in Art's mind, bring one of the two guys back on probably a two-year contract, and whether it be this year or next year, draft a quarterback, have Fields or Wilson be the bridge for a season, and go from there after you draft somebody and develop them.
I mean, they're living in quarterback hell. They really are, and this is as bad as it gets. Not that they don't have the worst quarterbacks in the league, but you know what I mean. And that's another reason why I would have. They're desperate. They're as desperate as it gets. And a quarterback is more important than a coach, which is why I would have listened to the Bears. I don't know by what avenue you're going to get one. I don't. Teams have gotten creative, you know. Detroit and L.A. did with the trade they made. L.A. won a Super Bowl out of it. Detroit still might, although I'm not the biggest Jared Goff fan. They both decided to take a gigantic swing. Other teams have gone in the draft and done unexpected things, like the Ravens taking Lamar Jackson in the first round. The Eagles who everybody thought might have had a franchise guy, although he was coming off a bad season, in Carson Wentz. They took Jalen Hurts in the second round. Man, the Kansas City Chiefs went from 27 up to 10 to get Patrick Mahomes. Traded away a first-round pick. Nobody knew what he was going to be. The Steelers went from 20 to 10 to take an undersized inside linebacker. And then other teams just stink and wind up getting their guy, like the Bengals and Bills and Texans. So I guess that would have been my question to Art. I know it's easy in retrospect. I'm just thinking about it now. Is Art, you just said that you got to get this quarterback thing straightened out. By what avenue do you imagine that to be possible? Is there a conventional avenue? Because it sure doesn't seem possible in the draft where you guys draft. Maybe, but rare. Is there anybody to trade for? Is there anybody on your roster? Is there a high-priced free agent? I mean, I'm sorry, Art, but when I consider that situation, I don't see any hope at the quarterback spot, which you say accurately is really the only spot. Certainly it's where you begin. Would trading TJ Watt be an option to get a high draft pick? I'd do anything to try to get that quarterback because it's very clear that without one, you have no chance. Just because you have one doesn't mean you're going to win. But without one, you have no chance. And in the spot that you're in, you better get awfully creative awfully soon if anything's going to change.